Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lefter is going to join us here in just a moment. Going to recap all those futures for us and give us an idea what's going on with those markets. It's coming up when we come back right after this.
Here's an idea that will grow on you. The new greenhouse kit from Mueller. It's the easy, affordable way to nurture your flowers and plants all year long. And with four sizes to choose from, we can accommodate almost every gardening enthusiast out there. Thanks to the bolt-together design, it's very easy to assemble. Our sturdy galvanized steel frame and clear polycarbonate panels offer year-round protection from the elements, while a trim package comes in a variety of colors to complement your landscape. Don't let your hard work waste away while your plants are hard hit by unpredictable weather. Grow your own greenhouse today. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to view our new greenhouse kits, as well as our do-it-yourself backyard kits and carports. Mueller has the ideal solution for the backyard storage you need, all in one affordable package. To speak with a sales representative at one of our 29 locations, give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefler joins us now from Lefler Commodities. And Tom, let's take a quick look at our livestock futures here today. And ended up with a pretty nice day yesterday for the cattle and the hogs, higher across the board.
Yes, the close was positive for the livestock futures. We did have a little bit of a moment in the cattle that had us a little concerned after starting the session higher. We saw the market pull off those highs and actually some contracts go into negative territory. But we managed to come back by the end of the session and close positive. We saw new highs made in many of our cattle contracts for the current move to the upside. Also saw the same thing in our lean hogs, new highs for the current move to the upside. And we are seeing the cattle and hog futures both currently pushing against their technical chart resistance areas. So it's somewhere to be a little cautious whether or not we could see some more correction later on in this trading session this week. Now, choice box beef yesterday was down 8 cents. Select boxes were down 30 on a total movement of 156 loads. Cattle slaughter, 114,000 head, and the cash feeder index was up 26 cents. The June cattle yesterday closed 72 cents higher. May feeders were up 22 cents, and June lean hogs, 92 cents higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, May 8th on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 24,000 head, including 4,100 yearling steers, 3,700 yearling heifers, 6,400 weaned calves, and 5,700 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call them 800-422-2117.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures now, and a bit of an improvement yesterday as corn finally finished positive. So corn and soybeans were higher yesterday, but the wheat futures continue to struggle.
That's exactly right. And before the corn managed to close positive, it did make new lows for the 2015 time period, while the wheat made new contract lows yesterday. And late buying brought the corn back on the positive side and also brought the wheat off of their lows of the session. The soybeans continue to find support from strong fund buying in the bean oil. And yesterday was the first leg of the Kansas Wheat Tour. The average yield estimate for the first 34.3 bushels per acre. Now, this is the lowest number since we saw a yield lower than that back in 2000. Now, last year's yield was 34.7 bushels. Today's second leg of the tour will end in Wichita tonight. They will also have a report out of the Oklahoma tour tonight in Wichita. And trading overnight was light to moderate volume in our grain futures. At the moment, July KC wheat 4.25 higher, July corn 1.5 higher, July soybeans up 0.25, July cotton is down 50 cents. We're looking at June crude oil $1.42 higher. The June dollar index is down 30 cents, and June Dow Jones futures 63 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today, and sure enjoyed visiting with you, and we'll check in with you again tomorrow. That's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.